The citronella candle is useless. And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack too?
I've tried everything, and the mosquitoes are winning.
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on, mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke, no smell?
That's it. Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my friend Michael Yon. At Michael Yon, Michael has been tireless with his colleagues the last 2 years to start in the Darien Gap but move around the world, the Mediterranean Basin, and then back to the southern border, and now back to the Darien Gap to watch what is increasingly a Niagara Falls of migration heading to the southern border of the United States. Checking on that southern border, Michael, you will recall that you led the revelation of a place in Texas north of Houston called Colony Ridge, Colonia, a very large housing tract that was going up very quickly, spreading out a large 55 square miles, 33 square miles, I forget how much, going up very quickly, that was suddenly alarming to the Texas state legislature. Do you have any new information about what's happening at Colonia, the Colony Ridge, and what the legislature wants to do about it?
Oh, yes. When Ann Vandersteel and I started Operation Burning Edge, the first place we focused on was Colony Ridge. So we arranged a helicopter with a good fellow named Dave Cannon, and we took different people up, like, you know, Daily Wire and others. We took them up. And basically, actually, my good friend Todd Bensman, who I think you had on your show, he wrote a book called Overrun. And the last chapter of his book, Overrun, he talks about Colony Ridge. And Todd and I were briefing some powerful people in Texas, and Todd said, hey, Michael, let's go over there. So we went there alone together, and Todd put his drone up, and Colony Ridge was so big, I said, wow, this is too big. Let's go get an airplane. We went and got an airplane and came back that day, and it was still too big for the airplane because we couldn't fly high enough. So I said, let's go get a helicopter, and we couldn't get one that day. But we came back later, numerous trips with helicopters, took a couple congressmen like Babin and Morgan Luttrell, Brian Babin, and quite a few others, Daily Wire. And now, and with the express intent of trying to bring attention to it, which has worked. Now, Governor Abbott, who took the maximum donation from the developer there, whose name is Trey Harris, they basically, by the way, they've hired one of those emergency information companies to, because so much bad press is coming towards Trey Harris and his company. Oh, my team's just coming out of the jungle. Here they come. And good. That's glad. I'm glad to see they're back. And so, but Trey Harris, he gave the maximum donation to Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. And so, it's a big deal. After that, we went down to SpaceX again with the express intent of prodding Elon Musk to get to the border. So we spent 2 weeks down at SpaceX, and the next thing you know, there's Elon Musk at the border. And now, you know, down back in Darien. Darien is the main invasion route for the United States. That's why I keep coming down here month after month. Watching this place, you know, getting to know everybody, watching the veins, the little capillaries grow into, you know, little arteries, and now it's, you know, is coming into a gushing river of aliens coming through. John, I strongly expect by 2025 you'll have a million per month coming through here.
A Colony Ridge. Have you followed the story? Because I have a news story here that's 2 days old, several days old. And I'll read the headlines and see if you can update us. Colony Ridge developer defends Houston area community as state leaders vow action against it. This is the 4th of October, which is the middle of the week. GOP leaders claim the development markets to undocumented people and is plagued by crime. One of its owners refutes the allegation and says he's ready to show lawmakers the Colony Ridge isn't different than any other rural Texas community. This is the Texas Tribune in the last 4 days, so midweek. Have you got an update on this, Michael? Because the legislatures did vow they were going to clean it up. Have you heard any more?
I think it's kayfabe. Now, I called up Todd Bensman a couple days ago about this, and he said that they've really flooded in a lot of law enforcement into there. I don't know the actual numbers, but it sounded like it was quite a lot, trying to figure out what's going on. But let's see what actually comes of it, because we've seen too many times where they say, hey, we're going to do this or that. We're going to put rubber, you know, buoys in the river or whatever. But it's really just for show. Let's see what really comes of it. Now, I know congressmen keep hitting me with various congressmen keep messaging me about that and saying, you know, hey, we're making progress, or it's, and some others are saying it's just show. Hold on. My team just came from the jungle. Hey, welcome back, guys, everybody. I'm on with John Bassler right now. Yeah. OK, I'm glad you guys survived. Put your shoes on, man. What's wrong with you? And so that's our helicopter pilot, Ariel. We couldn't get the helicopter, so he drove down here with us. So he just went back out in the jungle. I couldn't go to the jungle today because one of our teammates is sick. There's so many sick people down here. And the Indians, I mean, Imbra, Puna, and the Center Front, the local people, and then one of my team, Oscar Blue and Ben Berkwam, both got sick on the last two trips. And Vandersteel is the only one that didn't get sick on the last trip. And I guess her immune system is, you know, specially trained or something. But now Masako Ganaha's sick, so I stayed back with her today because she couldn't go to the jungle. I was out in a coconut tree earlier getting her five coconuts because, you know, coconuts are God's Gatorade. Every time around the world when people are getting sick, when I'm in situations like this, I go straight for the coconuts. And so Masako's getting better, but now our team just got in from the jungle. And I'm looking forward to debriefing what they just saw at Bajo Chiquito in the new camp.
We have more on Colony Ridge, Michael. This is within hours, I believe. Let's see. Associated Press. Texas Neighborhood and National Spotlight. Whoops, you've been promoted, Michael. National Spotlight. Claims that Colony Ridge is a magnet for migrants gain traction despite denials. This is Cleveland, Texas. Mario Carranza put a mobile home on a $28,000 lot in Colony Ridge, one of the biggest neighborhoods in Texas. Lured by cheap land and the chance for his family to escape the crime, he says was rampant in their apartment nearby Houston. But his quiet neighborhood is now in an unwelcome national spotlight. For weeks in Texas, conservative media and GOP activists have been pushing unsubstantiated claims that Colony Ridge has become a magnet for immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally and that cartels control pockets of the neighborhood. Well, Michael, in reporting this, they're getting out the problem, and then they keep saying unsubstantiated. Nothing short of a complete congressional investigation, I suppose, would be satisfactory. But at that point, it still would be rendered as a partisan decision. Does Texas want to clean this up? Does Governor Abbott want to clean this up? Is he aware how vulnerable he is on this story?
I've been working hard to make him vulnerable. You know, I spend night and day attacking him because he is part of World Economic Forum. His biography is on their website. And, you know, when I first started going after Abbott, I don't know, whenever it was, people are like, what are you doing? You're going after somebody on our side. And I'm like, nope. He's another one of those guys. It's in our ranks, and he's looking like he's doing something. And he's actually facilitating the invasion of the United States. Now, keep in mind, there's a reason why we were at Colony Ridge. There's a reason why I spend so much time in Rio Grande Valley, which is nearby down there by SpaceX, Brownsville, McAllen. I was just there for 2 or 3 weeks, right? And the reason why is it's the same reason I'm here, in Darien and Panama. Highway 1 is right in front of me, right? This is a main. Panama is vital terrain and global trade, right? We got the Panama Canal here, which is absolutely massive pork chop hanging around Panama's neck. Another massive pork chop is this highway right in front of me, Highway 1. Highway 1 is clearly going to be completed with Colombia at some point. They're building a bridge down there near Yavitsa right now. I was just down there looking at it again a couple of weeks ago. They're clearly going to connect Colombia, right? Now, keep in mind, what's at Colonia Ridge? Highway 69 goes right by it. Highway 69 is part of the Belt and Road Initiative, the 69 corridor, right? So they call it the I-69 corridor, right? And it goes right there from McAllen and several other near Brownsville, which has got that big port, right? And you'll see signs in Texas now that say I-69 corridor. And they go straight up here. Look at all these buses right now coming in front of me. These are loading up with people here at China Camp. They go right up the I-69 corridor, not that these buses will yet, But they go the I-69 corridor goes from Mexico at three major crossings there and goes straight to Detroit, right? Detroit, where World Economic Forum has a headquarters right next to the Great Lakes, right? Because they're working to control the Great Lakes, and then it continues to Canada. That's what this is all about. That's why I'm here. So these invasion routes, for instance, when I'm off in Europe looking at these sorts of things, they're all, like, for instance, Netherlands. As you know, I'm often in Netherlands. I'll leave Panama sometimes and go straight to Netherlands. I may do that this time, actually. Netherlands is another key terrain which is being overrun by aliens, right? And why? Because Rotterdam Harbor, the biggest harbor in Europe, and Antwerp, the second largest harbor in Europe, are right next to each other, right? And the Rotterdam Harbor is at the terminus of the Belt and Road Initiative Railway that goes all the way across Asia to Shanghai and other feeders in China. I've been all the way. I've been on the China side. You know, I spent a year running around inside and around China. That's what that's about. That's why they focus so much on Panama. That's why they focus so much on Netherlands and also Rio Grande Valley. That's why I'm there so much. That's why I'm down SpaceX and the Colonias and whatnot.
Rio Grande Valley is in the eastern side of Texas, and Houston. The Houston Port Channel is the access to that's the energy sector, but it's north of Houston that Colony Ridge is located, north, about 40 miles north, I think. And it's in San Jacinto, Liberty County and San Jacinto County are what we're talking about, but Liberty County is a Republican stronghold. And what's happened here is that Colony Ridge has expanded without the locals paying any attention to it. That's what's surprising, Michael. This is Texas, and they weren't watching. And now it's a huge story. And Trey Harris is defending himself by saying, there's nothing wrong here. I'm disappointed in Governor Abbott. Michael Yon, we're gonna break off here and let Michael meet with his team that have just come in from the triple canopy jungle. Good heavens. Everybody's a little sick when they come in. Michael's reporting that two presidents of the transit countries have been to the Darien Gap, that a third president is invited to be there, that would be Gustavo Petro, that the numbers are increasing dramatically, week to week, month to month, coming through Panama, headed to the southern border. That's where they're going. Mayor Adams of New York was in Mexico and said to be going on to Panama, Ecuador, and Colombia in order to tell people not to come to New York, which, of course, is just like telling them not to pay attention to the elephant sitting in your living room. So what we have right now is Michael's at the place that eventually connects to the fact that New York City, the number one city in America, is overwhelmed and under extreme stress because of the migration that Michael's looking at. Michael, it's at @Michael_Yon for all of its reporting, which is extremely detailed about what's going on. We eventually see some of these things in major newspapers. And right now we're seeing Colony Ridge in the Texas newspapers, but AP says it's a national story, so I go with it. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, this is Danielle Robey, the host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast by Hello Sunshine and iHeart Podcasts. I'm partnering with Simple Mills, and I've just found my new go-to reading snack, Simple Mills Almond Flour Crackers. Think of this as a quick book-style review because these crackers deserve it. The premise? A snack that feels light, not heavy. Made with almond flour, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds. Nutrient-dense ingredients your body can use, not empty carbs. And the taste? Crunchy classic flavors that leave you feeling energized. For a good plot twist, try Pop'ems. Cheesy, airy, poppable crackers packed with veggies. Final verdict? These are a shelf staple. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
It's Scotty B. from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show On Demand. And do me a favor, think back to your first dog. I bet you're smiling right now because Daisy or Muggsy or Bear or Miss Buttercup or whatever their name was a special dog that helped define your childhood. And they probably ate Pedigree. It's the food you fed the dogs you loved. Well, it was good then and it's better now. With over 40 years of trusted nutrition supporting 6 health essentials in every bowl, Pedigree dog food is still the go-to for good dogs. All these years later, Pedigree. Good then, better now.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like Bad Dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.